This is Commentary, a Depores Pages podcast. You can subscribe to Depores Pages podcasts by going to thefriar.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Intro and exit music provided by Lowenklein. This title is His Eyes Are Fire and is used with permission under the Creative Commons license. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Commentary, a podcast where I talk about some issues of the day. And you may have been aware that the bishops, the United States bishops, met this week in Baltimore to talk about a variety of issues. They meet twice a year, and this was their annual meeting that occurs every November. And so it was really important. In some circles, there was a little bit of uproar about it because there was some back and forth between bishops on some language for an introductory note to faithful citizenship, which is a kind of a long-standing effort on the part of the bishops to help form consciences, especially around election time, trying to balance, on the one hand, our need for the common good, with being good citizens and holding together the values of our faith and the values of our participation in society. So that's the document, and there's this introductory note to the resources that occurs on the bishop's website. And there was a motion made by Cardinal Supich on whether or not paragraph 101 from the Pope's apostolic exhortation, Gaudete et Exultate, should be included in its entirety. And so I'd like to use J.D. Flynn's tweets as kind of an important way of maybe giving his take on what happened, which is different than what people, I think some people reporting on it, made it out to be. They made it out to be a much bigger debate about doctrine, I think, almost, in a way that was not helpful in helping us to understand the issue. So here's what J.D. Flynn wrote. J.D. Flynn is the editor of the Catholic News Agency, and so he was there covering the event. Here's the kind of the sequence of what happened, according to J.D. Flynn. Cardinal Supich, according to Flynn, proposed to add a paragraph from Pope Francis's Gaudete et Exultate to a letter from the USCCB. Archbishop Gomez, who was the newly elected president, disagreed because he said, because of the directions given to the committee, he wanted to keep the letter short, even though he liked the paragraph. And so the disagreement here was not ideological. The disagreement was over whether parts of the paragraph should be quoted or the paragraph should be quoted. Now, in the midst of this, there became a question about whether abortion was an issue of preeminent priority, the fight against abortion. Now, McElroy did not object to the language of preeminent priority, and that's not even why he stood to speak. He lamented the language while supporting Supich's proposal to include the entire paragraph. So really now, what happened was, because McElroy made this statement and just said he didn't like the language of abortion as a preeminent priority. Now, Archbishop Chaput of Philadelphia rose to object to the idea that prioritizing abortion is contrary to Pope Francis. And so what he was saying is that he disagreed with Bishop McElroy's lamenting the statement, because he felt that was not the Pope's priority. And he said it was giving the appearance that there was disunity between the bishops and the Pope, which he said is untrue. So the point, though, is that the preeminent priority was never the motion on the floor, and it was not the matter of the debate. And yet it was presumed, or reported rather, that this was the central issue and that these bishops wildly disagreed with each other over this language. That's not true. That simply is not true. It was not the case that they were arguing over that language. They were, quite frankly, talking about whether the paragraph that they do reference and quote part of should be only partly quoted or completely quoted. Now, here's the thing, which I think is important. The matter did get confused because Bishop Strickland stood up and made a comment. Now, bishops are able to comment. That's not the issue. But he said that he thought the language of preeminence should stay in the letter. Now, there was never a motion to take that language out. Cardinal Chaput's, Cardinal Osupich's motion was not about taking out the language. It was simply about quoting a paragraph in full. But that's what a lot of people focused on, which Bishop Strickland's comments that the language of preeminence should stay in the document, even though there was no motion on the floor to remove that language from the document. So that wasn't the debate. The debate, and I think there are legitimate disagreements between Chaput and McElroy, but that's not the debate. That wasn't the motion on the floor. It's not even what they were talking about. The motion was over the Supich suggestion of whether a paragraph should be added. Agreeing or disagreeing, says Flynn, with adding a paragraph is not the same as staking a claim on doctrine. And that's a really important thing, I would say here, because the issue has to do with what's the best way to present this letter. And part of the debate had to do with this question of how long should it be? And Gomez, Archbishop Gomez, the new president, indicated that the committee was given direction about keeping the introduction short, and that's why the decision was made not to include the entire paragraph. So it really is, what's interesting is if McElroy had not mentioned the lamentable language, or I can't remember exactly what he said, and Strickland had not muddied the waters about what was actually being debated on the floor, what the motion was, no one would have even have paid attention to this or thought it was a significant thing. The question was really about whether or not the entire paragraph should be included, only parts of the paragraph. That's really the fundamental debate here. And so we should be very, 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 very careful about giving motives for people's decisions or behaviors without completely understanding what's at stake here. So this was not a debate about the pro-life position of the bishops. It was not a debate about whether or not abortion is an important issue. Two bishops had two different opinions on perhaps the use of the word preeminent. But now here's the interesting thing. When we look at the paragraph that's being referenced here, Chaput said he liked and appreciated the paragraph. So that people who say that Chaput didn't like the paragraph because he wanted to keep the language of preeminence in the document, which was never a question, is simply not true. Chaput liked and appreciated, but he was responding to lamentable language about preeminence of the abortion issue, which wasn't on the table. That wasn't the debate. So we also have to be careful because I've seen references to 69 bishops who voted to include the entire paragraph, right? Who voted for the Chaput. That does not suggest that they're voting against including abortion as a significant issue. It made, quite frankly, this notion of including or not including a paragraph to be much more significantly ideological than it needs to be. And so here's the thing. Somebody could have opposed the McElroy argument and still supported Supich's suggestion to add the lines from Pope Francis. We're talking about a very few lines from the paragraph. And Chaput could have made the point he made and still voted for including the paragraph, because they simply were not the same issue. That's what J.D. Flynn says. I think he has a very good area. And I think there's just simply too much ideological tribalism, I would say, in a lot of these issues that we really need to be careful about, because I think it is destructive to the church. We are not really focusing on the way in which debate is occurring. We are really, I think, impugning the motives of people like the Holy Father or like our Cardinal Supich. And we say certain types of things that simply are not true because we don't want them to say what they say. For some in the church, it doesn't matter what Pope Francis says. They're never going to support him. For some, it doesn't matter what Cardinal Supich says. They're never going to support him. For others, it doesn't matter what it is specifically that Archbishop Chaput is saying. They're not going to support him. And that kind of thing is only simply reflecting what we're seeing in society. And if we're going to be people of faith, we have to stand for something better than that. And at the very least, we have to understand that when we're talking about issues like this, it really is about making sure that it is important for us to take a look at being truthful and honest and recognizing what's at stake. Well, that's this issue of commentary. In our next issue of commentary, we will look at Bishop Barron's points about evangelizing youth. That is really, I think, was a very interesting set of kind of five ways in which he thinks the bishops need to work on evangelizing youth, and that's what we will focus on in our next next episode of commentary. If you like these podcasts, subscribe, tell your friends. We would love to increase our listenership. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or you can go to our website, thefriar.org, and subscribe on the website. That's this episode's edition. Have a great day. God bless you, and know of my prayers for all of you.